play grew from simple images, from a little frame house on a street of little frame houses, which had once been loud with the noise of growing boys, and then was empty and silent and finally occupied by strangers. Strangers who could not know with what conquistadorial joy Willie and his boys had once reshingled the roof. Now it was quiet in the house, and the wrong people in the beds. It grew from images of futility, the cavernous Sunday afternoons polishing the car. Where is that car now? And the chamois cloths carefully washed and put up to dry. Where are the chamois cloths? And the endless convoluted discussions, wonderments, arguments, belittlements, encouragements, fiery resolutions, abdications, returns, partings, voyages out and voyages back. Tremendous opportunities and small squeaking denouements. And all in the kitchen, now occupied by strangers who cannot hear what the walls are saying. The image of aging, and so many of your friends already gone, and strangers in the seats of the mighty, who do not know you or your triumphs or your incredible value. The image of ferocity, when love has turned to something else and yet is there, is somewhere in the room, if one could only find it. The image of people turning into strangers who only evaluate one another. Above all, perhaps, the image of a need greater than hunger or sex or thirst. A need to leave a thumbprint somewhere on the world. A need for immortality. And by admitting it, the knowing that one has carefully inscribed one's name on a cake of ice on a hot July day. And always throughout, the image of private man in a world full of strangers. A world that is not home nor even an open battleground, but only galaxies of high promise over a fear of falling.
It's all right, I come back.
Why? What happened? Did something happen, Willie?
No, nothing happened.
You didn't smash the car, did you?
I said nothing happened. Did you hear me?
Don't you feel well?
I'm tired of you. It is good me. It is good me.
Where were you all day? You look terrible.
I got as far as a little by Bianca's. I stopped for a cup of coffee. Maybe it was the coffee.
What?
I suddenly couldn't drive anymore. The car kept going off onto the shoulder, you know?
Well, maybe it's the steering again. I don't think Angela knows the Studebaker.
No, it's me. It's me. Suddenly I realize I'm going 60 miles an hour and I don't remember the last 5 minutes. I can't seem to keep my mind on it.
Well, maybe it's your glasses. You never went for your new glasses.
No, I see everything. Came back 10 miles an hour. It took me nearly 4 hours from Yonkers.
Well, you just have to take a rest, Willie. You can't continue this way.
I just got back from Florida.
But you didn't rest your mind. Your mind is overactive, and the mind is what counts, dear.
I'll start out in the morning. Maybe I'll feel better in the morning. These goddamn arch supports are killing me.
Take an aspirin. Should I get you an aspirin? It'll soothe you.
No, I was driving along, you understand, and I was fine. I was even observing the scenery. You can imagine me looking at the scenery on the road every week of my life, but... Ah, it's so beautiful up there, Linda. The trees are so thick, the sun is warm. I open the windshield, just let the warm air bathe over me, and... Then all of a sudden, I'm going off the road. I'm telling you, I absolutely forgot I was driving. If I'd gone the other way over the white line, I might have killed somebody. So I went on again, and 5 minutes later, I'm dreaming again. I have such thoughts. I have such strange thoughts.
Willie, dear, talk to them again. There's no reason why you can't work in New York.
They don't need me in New York. I'm the New England man. I'm vital in New England.
But you're 60 years old, dear. They can't expect you to keep traveling every week.
Well, I have to send a wire to Portland. I'm supposed to see Brown and Morrison tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock to show the line. God damn it, I could sell them.
Why don't you go down to the place tomorrow and tell Howard you've simply got to work in New York? You're too accommodating, dear.
If old man Wagner was alive, I'd be in charge of New York by now. That man was a prince. He was a masterful man. But that boy of his, that Howard, he don't appreciate. When I went north the first time, the Wagner Company didn't know where New England was.
Oh, why don't you tell those things to Howard, dear?
Oh, I will. I definitely will. Is there any cheese in the house?
I'll make you a sandwich.
No. You go to sleep. I'll take some. I'll be up right away. Boys in?
They're sleeping. Happy took Biff on a date tonight.
Is that so?
It was so nice to see them shaving together, one behind the other in the bathroom, going out together. Notice? The whole house smells of shaving lotion.
Figure it out, work a lifetime to pay off a house, you finally own it, and there's nobody to live in it.
Well, dear, life is a casting off. It's always that way.
Some people accomplish something. Did Biff say anything after I went this morning?
You shouldn't have criticized him, Willie, especially after he just got off the train. You mustn't lose your temper, Willie.
Well, when the hell did I lose my temper? I simply asked him if he was making any money. Is that a criticism?
But, dear, how could he make any money?
There's such an undercurrent in him. He became a moody man. Did he apologize when I left this morning?
He was crestfallen, Willie. You know how he admires you. I think if he finds himself, then you'll both be happier and not fight anymore.
How can he find himself on a farm? Is that a life, a farmhand? In the beginning, when he was young, I thought, well, the young man is good for him to tramp around, take a lot of different jobs. But it's more than 10 years now. He has yet to make $35 a week.
Well, he's finding himself, Willie.
Not finding yourself at the age of 34 is a disgrace. Trouble is, he's lazy, goddammit.
Willie,
Biff is a lazy bum.
Shh, they're sleeping. Get something to eat. Go on down.
Why did he come home? I would like to know what brought him home.
I don't know, dear. I think he's still lost, Willie. I think he's very lost.
Biff Loman is lost. In the greatest country in the world, a young man with such personal attractiveness gets lost. And such a hard worker. That's one thing about Biff. He's not lazy.
Never.
I'll see him in the morning. I'll have a nice talk with him. I'll get him a job selling here. But he could be big in no time. God, remember they used to follow him around in high school? When he smiled at one of them, their faces lit up. When he walked down the street.
Willie, dear, I got a new kind of American-type cheese today. It's whipped.
Why do you get American when I like Swiss?
I just thought you'd like a change.
I don't want a change. I want Swiss cheese.